Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to all of those that are joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are super excited to have you joining us here for another phenomenal show. Yes, we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to all of our listeners that are coming in from Twitter, that are coming in from Facebook, that are coming in from Charvette.com, iTunes, and the broadcast stations that we're on. We are excited to have you here joining us today. So listen. Let me tell you about today's show. I'm excited. I have two gentlemen that are hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing them to the mic. We're excited to talk to today Bishop B.R. Randall, and we also have Pastor Christian Hines. They are joining us to talk about the Gatekeepers Banquet, which I will be emceeing this coming weekend. I'm really excited about that. And then also the Gatekeepers Conference that's taking place. So, listen, Hampton Roads, you need to get ready. Virginia Beach, Tidewater, oh my goodness, Portsmouth, Norfolk, all in that area, you need to get ready for the Gatekeepers. So you're going to hear all about it, all the special guests and all that good stuff. And then in our second segment, we're going to be chatting it up with Danielle. They call her the Diva of Comedy, and we are going to talk to her. She's actually featured at the Gatekeepers Banquet, and so we're going to get to hear from her about some clean comedy and all of that good stuff. And then, of course, we have our music spotlight segment that we will let you hear later on in the show. So listen, get on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Make sure you're following me. Man, what are you doing? And then on Facebook, let's connect there, facebook.com/Charvette, very simple, S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. Of course, you can just click follow if you don't want any more friends. I know, you know, some people are like, I don't want a lot of friends. I don't know you like that. No problem. There's a little button that says follow, and you'll get to see all of my public posts, and we make all of our shows public. Oh, and you can also go to charvette.com, my main website, and you can grab my mobile app if you like listening to the show from your phone. All right, so let's move right on in again. I'm excited to have with me hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully they enjoyed some virtual chicken and virtual snacks while they were in there. Bishop B.R. Randall, Pastor Christian Hines, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Glad to have you. Bishop Randall, I'm going to start with you first. So tell our listeners a little bit about the Gatekeepers, the conference. Let's start there and tell us about this brainchild and what listeners can expect this week.
Well, I tell you, some years back I had met with Pastor Chris Hines and a few other pastors. The Lord placed it upon my heart after one of our beloved generals fell asleep, Bishop Barnett Thurgood, passed away some 2 or 3 years back. And so many thousands of people had gathered together for his homegoing and his memorial services. And I know as a pastor, as I get ready to celebrate 17 years as pastoring this July, I know that we sometimes are some of the most, we're basically in one of the most thankless jobs there is on the face of this earth. So I just want to bring people together, especially those that have been on the front line for a long time. This is not a conference for those that have just woke up and say, I feel like pastoring today. But this conference is for those that have been plowing for many years, and we're just here. We're bringing in great preachers, Bishop Larry Shaw from Georgia, Apostle Michael Dinsmore from Connecticut, just to pour into the lives of leaders, just to let them know, amen, that we hear you. We know that you're still standing for the kingdom. We're in that last hour, that great falling away where so many people are walking away from Christianity. So we're just bringing people together at Pastor Chris Hines Church in Norfolk, Virginia, just to remind the believer that your labor is not in vain.
Your labor is not in vain. And I love that this is really about promoting, supporting, applauding others. I posted on Twitter yesterday, I retweeted someone, Ronisha, hi, hey there. Supporting and complimenting others takes nothing away from you. Supporting and complimenting others takes nothing away from you. Pastor Chris, why do you think in the body of Christ we maybe sometimes struggle with giving others accolades or showing that we appreciate their efforts and their labor in the kingdom?
Well, first, thank you for the opportunity to be on your wonderful show.
You're welcome.
I would say, and I said this some time ago, I was blessed to be on one of those television shows, and I said it to a friend of mine, I said, originality is stifled in the body of Christ. When I originally said that, I said that because I felt like everybody was trying to be a carbon copy of everybody else. And I still think that is the case to a certain degree, but as I continue to pastor, I'm starting to really believe that the scripture is so clear, many are called, but few are chosen. I think it's hard to celebrate others when you don't know who you are yourself. And unfortunately, technology, the blessing it has been, has also been a curse because it really empowers a lot of dysfunction. It gives people a voice, and that voice that they never had creates a platform that really doesn't match the calling that is on their life. So people now think that if somebody's following me, I should lead. And the reality is they follow Adolf Hitler, but, you know, he's not, you know, the leader we should be following. They follow,
exactly.
You know, just because somebody is following you does not mean you should be leading. And so that's why I'm a part of it and partnering with Bishop Randall and excited to do it because I want to honor those who I feel, and in some cases are not necessarily my preference. But I'm mature enough to know that they're operating in purpose and they should be celebrated. The scripture is very clear. It says, give honor where honor is due.
Well said, well said. And I actually reshared on Instagram something that Tasha Cobb, gospel artist Tasha Cobb, shared. She said, don't mistake a door for a stage. Don't mistake a door for a stage, and I think you are right on with social media. It can blow some people's heads up
right.
Beyond reality.
Absolutely. You know, you can have a million followers and think that that is somehow some type of confirmation that you should be operating in realms that you really have, you know, no understanding. And sometimes it's not even about ability. Sometimes it's just about timing. And, you know, are you covered and all that stuff like that. So. You know, pray for us.
Yeah. yes. So, Bishop Randall, I love that you are partnering, you know, on this. You didn't just kind of set out to say, I'm going to do all of this by myself. So tell us, you know, certainly we have Pastor Chris on, others that are partnering with you, others that we can expect to see throughout this weekend.
Well, actually, we have Dominion Church Choir led under the leadership of Bishop Darren Christopher Johnson, the Living Testimony Committee, the singers, Pastor Michael Green, the son of a prominent, thought-out leader, Bishop Samuel Green Jr. of the Church of God in Christ. He'll be one of our speakers this week. Pastor Chris will attest to this. This was probably one of the hardest things that we did. This will be our second year doing this, and we literally pulled together a team of people, and when the dust settled and the smoke cleared, it was just Pastor Chris and his wife. We don't want to leave her out. She is working tirelessly alongside her husband to help push this thing into fruition, and it was just literally the three of us that was left because for some reason, Charvette, in the body of Christ, is almost like people do not want to come together. We're all preaching heaven. Mm. We're all preaching we're going to heaven, but we do not want to get along and operate here in the earth realm. And last year we had an opportunity of honoring some of the greatest generals in the Hampton Roads area that will ever live. And so many times we sit back and we listen to people talk about how good of a work Bishop Elliott Willis has done, or Bishop Robert
right.
Amos, or Apostle Marion Jones, and so many other people. But I just feel like we should not wait for those people to die to say thank you. You know, we shouldn't wait for those people to die to give them flowers. So we're going to give them flowers this year. We have Apostle Al Jones, Michael Green, Samuel Green III, Bishop Danny Ducksworth. It's so many. Johnny Felton. Oh, my God, there's over 30 pastors that we will be honoring this Saturday. Antonio Bishop, Richard Sessom. It's just so many. All we want to do is say thank you, along with their spouses. We're not just, honoring these leaders. We want to say thank you to the spouses as well. Well, because we understand the forefront of ministry, we have to come and put smiles on for the people, and then we have to go home to sometimes tears, sometimes anger, sometimes stress, a whole lot of stuff that we as leaders, that the common person deal with, we as pastors, we deal with it as well. So that's what this weekend is about. It's not to promote us, it's to promote these people, just to tell them thank you for the work that you're doing.
And just real quick to add to that. Let me also say, it was not just difficult trying to pull people together to help Bishop do this endeavor, but you would be surprised at the difficulty we've had in trying to actually honor people. We've had people tell us that they didn't want to be honored.
Yes.
Question, you know, whether or not we should actually be the ones to be doing the honor. So it's been quite an interesting in the endeavor, to say the least.
Yes. And that's because they didn't see us on their level, Charvette, I believe. And Pastor and I thank God for Chris. He knows me as Barry. I know him as Chris. We're coming brothers. And I thank the Lord for him, because we sit down and we kind of glean one from another and kind of pour into each other. And he and I were just sharing about how vain the body of Christ is, how if I go in my closet and pull out a certain type of outfit or a certain type of brand of clothing, I can get the attention from certain prominent leaders as opposed to just pulling up in a Walmart special, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm,
and I think that's what the issue was. We wasn't Bishop King Jinx saying thank you. We was just Barry Randall, who pastors in the inner city of Portsmouth, Virginia, and he's Pastor Chris, who see about 300-400 people every Sunday. I'm seeing under 100 people, 50 to 100 people a Sunday. So I guess our congregations did not meet the expectations of what these people thought that should have been in order for us to honor them.
And I wonder if it's sometimes people, they always operate under, is there a hidden agenda? Is there a hidden motive? Are you going to say you're honoring me, but I've got to pay a $500 fee? Because people do that. People will do things. So I'm wondering if some of it is that, and like you said, we don't honor here on planet Earth until it's almost like I don't even know how to receive this. I don't even know how to receive this.
I agree. I think to a certain degree that because there is such a lack of honor, we don't really know how to receive it. And in many cases, we really don't know how to do it. I also think you're right dead on with, is there a hidden agenda? I'm very guarded myself, because I've experienced, thinking that one's intentions were one and they were really another.
Right.
I also think it kind of goes right back to the vanity, because I think that some people think that, in all honesty, that maybe we have something to gain in terms of popularity or something of those natures by honoring these people, as if we're trying to attach ourselves to people for that regard. And in all honesty, and this is no, for lack of better words, no shade to anyone, but, God has been extremely good to me, and he's been good to me with me minding my own business.
Right.
And so I've been blessed to be on a lot of platforms without ever having to attach myself to anyone. So to be honest with you, in the very beginning of it, I was very discouraged to even continue to do it. So, I throw my head off to Bishop Randall, because he was just so adamant about, going forth and doing it, and just, don't worry. Because in all honesty, we have absolutely nothing to gain. It's costing us
right,
you know, to do this, you know. Yes. So, you know, I'm just,
And for the record, Charvette, just so that the listeners would know, and Pastor can attest to this, not only this year, but last year with the likes of Ann Jimenez and so many great leaders, you would be surprised, and like I was sharing with Pastor Chris, we never like to place one leader above another leader, but it was the people of Ann Jimenez and Samuel Green and C.B. Russell Sr. and Jr. that were just so blown out of the water that we wanted to do this. They were so thankful. That's one of the motivating keys that kept me going. So it kind of made me look at other people like, okay, I know you have a large congregation, and I know mm-hmm. that the people know you around the world, but do you think that you have even come up to the level of where these people at? And if they could say thank you, the least you could do is say thank you. And we kept the same format for this year. It does not cost our honoree a dime. Not only does it not cost them a dime, they didn't even have to sell tickets. As a matter of fact, we don't even have a venue big enough for if we was to have each one of them sell tickets, we would have sold 200-300. The tickets were sold between Pastor Chris' congregation and my congregation. So between those two congregations, we are giving gifts away, souvenir booklets. We're feeding them and their spouse or those that are single, them and their guests, absolutely free. Only thing it will cost them is gas to get to the place to be honored.
My God, only gas, listeners. So I think that deserves an applause. Big shout out right there. So this is a true honoring, of these honorees. And there are a whole lot of honorees. Certainly tell listeners how they can find the Facebook page for those that are saying, hey, I'm in the area, I'm going to be in the area, I want to attend, I want to see who you're honoring. Because on the Facebook page, the event, there is a great flyer that clearly lists out all of the honorees. So how can they find this on Facebook?
Well, I know that they can go to, we have a Facebook page, The Gatekeepers, facebook.com/gatekeeper, HR Gatekeepers. Also, if they follow myself or Pastor Hines on Facebook, they can see it. Because of the spirit of excellence, Charvette, ticket sales have already been cut off. However, if there is a great blessing upon people that would like to come, if they get in touch with us between now and tomorrow, I'm sure we can accommodate them. But again, like I said, this was not an idea to make money. If this was for us to make money, we'd be selling tickets actually at the door. But
right.
Out of the spirit of excellence, we want to make sure that we have everything right and ready, because if we're going to call these people generals, we want to treat them like generals. So we want to make sure that everything is in place for Saturday. But, of course, Thursday and Friday night, they can come out free. There's no registration. Listen, they want to get to this conference. It's going to be held at The Way, formerly The Way of the Cross, located at 2800 Chesapeake Boulevard, but it's in Norfolk. Don't get it confused. Chesapeake Boulevard, but it's in the city of Norfolk, Virginia, over in the Shute Park area where Pastor Chris and his wife, Pastor. And we're going to be there Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock. You have Pastor Michael Green, who will be giving an inspirational message on both nights. We have people from everywhere coming. So I'm telling you, you want to get a seat. Amen. You want to be there around 7 o'clock. We have a guest choir, Dominion, on Thursday night, a guest psalmist, Evangelist Charlene Perrier. And then on Friday night with Bishop Dinsmore out of Connecticut, we have Lift Testimony Singers and guest psalmist, Elder William Freeman. So we are going to have a high time in the Lord. And Bishop Shaw, oh my God, Charvette, it was nothing but the favor of God. This man took the time out of his business schedule. He's in Louisville, Kentucky at the Women's Convention. He is the secretary to the Board of Bishops of the Church of God in Christ International. And all we did was ask him to come, and he said yes. So we're grateful, and we know that was the favor of God, because this man's his bookings is just out of this world. It takes a year to get him, but we were just able to connect that he's coming. He's going to leave the convention and come on in and then head back to the convention. So we're looking forward to a high time. And then on Saturday, we get to host you along with – we're honoring Tully Mae Woods on Saturday, Steve Johnson and the Johnson Singers, and Elder Willie Moody, amen, for the musical contributions here in Hampton Roads last last year. We honor Peggy Britt, Patrick Riddick, Sylvester Stocks, and Earl Bynum. So not only do we honor pastors for their hard work, but we also honor those in the musical industry that contribute and have a great influence here in the Hampton Roads area of music. So one of these days, Charvette, we may have the opportunity to come up Richmond and honor the great Chief Apostle Olive Brown and all the other pastors that are there in that area. But we just here to say thank you. We want everybody to know that Pastor Chris Hines, myself, his wife, we are just saying thank you. We're not 40 years old yet, and we want to live to see 50, 60, 70 years old as they doing ministry so we can continue on as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Again, listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, we're talking about the Gatekeepers Conference 2014, the theme, Fathers Releasing the Oil, again, Thursday, May 29th through to Saturday, which is the banquet. You want to check it out. You want to connect there. I love the Gatekeepers Banquet, the theme, the next generation of Hampton Roads generals, and I'm excited to be mistress of ceremony for that event on a Saturday. And we just applaud you again for all of the great efforts you have put together, because again, there are a ton of people. How many total honorees do you have? Do you have the total number in front of you? I know that's a big question.
We have a total of, I think it's 27 pastors and 3 musicians. So it's a total of 30.
Wow. Awesome.
So,
awesome.
And combined with their spouse, that'll be a total of 60.
Wow. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm glad I had a chance to chat with you all, to hear your heart and have the listeners hear your heart about how you put this all together just to honor someone else. I think that is to be commended. So I'd love to hear, as we get ready to wrap up, before we go to commercial break, I'd love to have you all just share with the listeners your individual churches and service times and how people can come in and fellowship with you. So we'll start with Pastor Chris, and then we'll go to Bishop Barry.
All right. Well, as stated earlier, the name of my church is The Way. So we are at 2800 Chesapeake Boulevard, Norfolk, Virginia, 23509. You can find me on Facebook. Chris Hines is my page on Twitter, at Chris Hines, Instagram, The Chris Hines. And then, of course, all of our church pages are The Way, Instagram, The Way VA, Twitter, The Way VA. Our services are Sunday at 8 and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And we always say, live better, love God, serve people.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bishop Barry?
Amen. And I also want to tell the audience, Saturday, Pastor Chris Hines will be our banquet speaker. So listen, I'm telling you, his father was one of our generals, his grandfather, rather, the late Bishop Louis E. Hines. So we're just excited. If you can get there, you need to come and hear what this young brother, my young brother, has to say to us, the people of God. But if you want to come to my church, I'm located at 500 Oak Street, the Miracle on Oak Street, All People Cultural Life Church. We're there Sundays at 12 noon and Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Great. There you have it. And can you let them know how they can connect with you on Facebook?
You can connect with me at www.facebook.com/allpeeps, A-L-L-P-E-E-P-S. I love all people, so you can connect with me at All Peeps.
All right. That's easy enough for us to remember. Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you this week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Hines.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. All right, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with the diva of comedy, Danielle, who you will get to hear and see, if you have tickets, that is, this weekend at the Gatekeepers Banquet. So we're going to a quick commercial break, and then guess what? We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
We hurt y'all, but still.
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest, July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all those that are listening in on the phone lines. Hey there, we see you. Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, and all across the World Wide Web. Hey there, we're moving into our next segment, and we're excited to chat it up with Danielle, the diva of comedy. Yes, 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 we all like to laugh. We all like to have something enjoyable. So we're going to hear about some clean comedy, how she got started, and how she got the name, the diva of comedy. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her to the mic right now, live on the air. Danielle, the diva of comedy, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Sister Charvette Mitchell. God bless you for having me up here.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. All right, so let's start from the beginning. How did you get into comedy?
Well, I've always had a life that people like to laugh at. So what I did was I took everything that I've been through in my life, and God allowed me to turn it around for positive. So what I do now, I go around and I make people laugh. And I use some of the things that I've gone through, some of the things I've seen, some of the things I've experienced, and we have laughter with it, and we enjoy ourselves.
So would you describe it as clean comedy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay,
so clean.
Great.
Look, squeaky clean.
It's squeaky clean. So you can go. And you know what? A lot of the main street comedians are, quote, unquote, trying to do clean comedy because they know that that will get them into more doors than doing some of the other styles.
That's right.
So the diva of comedy, who gave you that name? How long have you had it? And are you proud to wear it?
We're going to laugh because I wear it proudly. When I first came out, being a plus-size woman, I like to call myself the big girl of comedy. Well, my pastor, who is Elder Jasper Willis, he didn't like the big girl of comedy. He sounded offensive. And so we put our heads together, and because every time I step on stage, I try to look awesome. You know, I try to present myself godly. And he says, you know what? What you think about the diva of comedy? I said, you know what, Pastor, that sounds very good. So what we did, we put my style of dress along with my anointed and blessed attitude and the way I make people laugh, and we came up with the Diva of Comedy.
All right, there you have it. And again, you are going to be featured at the Gatekeepers Banquet this coming weekend. Well, I'm an MC, so I'll get to see and hear you live and in living color. And I know you have some other events I've seen on Facebook. Big shout out to Apostle LaQuinla Hunter. I hope say that wrong, but I know you're doing something there. So how can people connect with you if they have an event and they're like, oh, we need, that would be a great addition, comedy. How can they connect with you?
The first way they can connect with me is most people I know now do have Facebook, and they can hit me at Danielle Harris Lucas on Facebook.com, or they can hit me on Twitter, Danielle the Diva, or they can do my email address, which is dharris.harris254@gmail.com. And look, the best way is right on my pocketbook, which is in my cell phone, 757-237-6168.
All right, fabulous. So you say you talk about life, things that have happened to you in your life, and can you give us, I'm not going to put you on the spot and make you do a comedy routine right now on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, but just tell us maybe some of the things that you might cover in one of your comedy skits.
In one of my comedy skits, I'm an altar worker. And working the altar, you get to see a whole lot of different things coming along. I think I like to also talk about how in working the altar, you see a lot of different things. So I touch a little bit on how the young ladies dress when they come to the altar. Now, if you know you're going to come to the altar and you're going to get prayer, don't have no skirt above your knees. If you know you're going to come to the altar and get prayer, don't have no low-cut shirt on, and you know you're happy up there. Now, what else I like to talk about is being in the Church of God in Christ, we have to wear pantyhose in church. I get to talk a little bit, and I can't tell you everything about it right now, but it's a little sneak peek. I walked in the service one day, and as I walked in the service, I heard people going, shh. I knew I wasn't talking, but you know what I remember, Charvette? I had pantyhose on. The sound of your thighs rubbing together with them pantyhose on, that makes the sound. So instead of people shushing me, I'm telling them, I'm thinking they're making me be quiet. They say, no, we're not making you be quiet. They say, I had to realize, I had to put some grease or something.
Yes.
On them pantyhose. You know, but I try to touch things that you can relate to. You know, why come the person that can't sing always got the microphone leading us on?
Right.
Why come the tone of that person always talking in the mic? I try to touch things. And women, whatever you do, when you come in church and you know you want to shout and you know you come into a church that got the Holy Ghost in there, make sure you pin your wig down.
Oh, God. Because there is a video that's going around viral where a lady, she's actually presiding the service and her wig comes clean off.
And that's comedy all by itself. You know how somebody says something good, you say that preached by itself? Oh, baby, that's comedy all by itself. Let me tell you,
you can't make up the stuff that happens in church. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. It's comedy all by itself.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to tell you something. The funniest thing I've ever experienced was everybody's trying to be in the spirit, and everybody's working, and the Lord is dealing with folk. And what will make a person come down out of the spirit when they see another person wig fly off? When they going down, it's the funniest thing in the world. I'm telling you, it's comedy all by itself.
Why do you think it's important that the body of Christ, and you know, with people in general, that we laugh, that we have laughter, that we have joy? Why is that important?
The word declares that laughter is like medicine, and it's so good to have laughter, because if you're not laughing, you are miserable. You're not happy. You know, and I learned in the Bible that the joy of the Lord is our strength. One of the key things to know that you have joy is if you are laughing. And laughter brings joy. That's right.
So get your laugh on. Get your laugh on. How do you prepare? So if you know you have an event, like you have an event Saturday, the Gatekeepers Banquet, how do you remember? I sit there and say, how do they remember all of this stuff? How do you prepare? How do you remember all of your jokes, all the lines, all that stuff?
Be honest, a lot of the material I have is God-given. You know, people don't know that when you keep God at the forefront of your life, just like when you can give an awesome word, he will let his comedy just flow right out of your mouth. And it's so awesome because I went places I don't remember doing the same jokes twice. And it's awesome. I know it's the Lord. And I'm telling you, call yesterday I put on Facebook, it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous. When I tell you it's a gift straight from God, it's awesome. And it's the best thing in the world.
And he's a diverse God. Yeah, I love it. Because he's a diverse God. So he operates in the diversity of gifts. And so it has to be a gift to just, like you said, flow in it. And remember what, well, and I guess at the time, what to say and to make it funny.
Yes, ma'am. And it's your delivery is everything. You know, and it's funny because you know how when the preachers preach, they got to get that little, and the Lord said, and come before the Lord and do this and do that. When you deliver comedy, you got to get you a little something. You got to make eye contact. You got to make sure you smile. I tell people all the time, in the church, people always make you feel bad because they got things you don't have. Guess what? People in my church got things I don't have. Peace is number one.
Peace is number one. Peace, oh, my God.
Peace is number one. When I say that, it catches people by surprise. Hair is the second thing, you know, because we teach women that hair is like jewelry. Teeth is makes you beautiful. But in 2011, the end of 2011, beginning 2012, I broke my teeth. And
what?
Vanity, yes, vanity would have me not to be seen, not to talk in public. And do you know what God did in all of that? I ended up having to go forth even in that. And he was like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to take everything that you've been through, and we're going to make people laugh. And they're not going to just be laughing at you, but you'll find them laughing with you.
Mm. Now, that's a test. And if you came through that test, then you ready for Broadway. You ready for any of anything that's out there. Have you ever thought about doing any of these, like, comedy competitions or anything of that? I think Channel 8 or ABC, somebody has, like, one of those comedy competitions.
Yes, ma'am. I kick the idea around every now and then. I'll kick the idea around about going places. I think the first one I wanted to get to was the Funny Bone. And then I found out you have to have a certain repertoire to go to the Funny Bone. And I said, you know what, Lord, I'm not going to take down in my standards. I'm not going to add filth to my comedy because of the gift that you gave me. And I know that a lot of venues that you have in the area, they want you to cuss. They want you to, you know, step aside from who you really are. Well, guess what? God created me. He made me. He gave me the gift. And I'm going to keep it clean.
Keep it clean. He'll open the doors, right? He will open
the
doors. He will open the doors. He will open the doors.
Yes, ma'am.
OMG. I love it. What do you feel like when you see people laughing and like getting the jokes and getting what you're trying to get across to them? What is it? How does that make you feel? What kind of response do you have?
It is the best feeling in the world. I'm like a kid. When you know how you go to a play and you're playing an instrument, like we were coming up, like chorus concert, and you get a standing ovation, it's the best feeling in the world because you're like, oh, Lord, you did that for me.
Uh-huh.
You did that for me. You know, I watch people try to operate comedy in not being of the church and of the faith, and they try to come in and clean their comedy up, and their jokes just don't go over the same. And so what I've done was I've dedicated my comedy to God. And I knew that if I gave it to him, he would give me what I need. And it's the best feeling in the world. It's the best feeling.
Wow. What kind of events have you been at? Have you done, so you're doing a banquet this week. What are the other types of events that you have had the opportunity to really showcase this gift?
We have what is called Over at Zion Word, which is my home church. We have what is called Laughter for the Soul Comedy Night. And with the Laughter for the Soul, I've been to different churches where there's four comedians, actually. And I start off becoming the first comedian and leading up to the headliner. Now I come out right before the headliner or two people before the headliner. I have more time. I've also done banquets. I've done family reunions. The best comedy night I've done was comedy for my grandmother's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Because I have one of those grandmothers that you can't laugh about nothing. Everything is poking fun.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Grandma, I'm going to poke a little fun tonight. But to see my grandmother laugh to the point of she's leaning over and she's drinking water, trying to, you know, catch a composure.
Uh-huh.
When you get a group of people that don't want to laugh, but they have to laugh. That's one of the best feelings in the world. And so I've been, you know, I'm getting ready to perform for my family in August. And, you know, people that watch you grow up, the fat girl of the family, you know, the quiet one, didn't make a sound. To get your aunts to laugh to the point where they're holding their stomachs, it's the best feeling in the world. I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness. And you can say, I made it. I have arrived. If I can do this in front of family, hey, you can put me on any stage in any arena. If you just tuned in, hey there, we're chatting it up here with Danielle, the diva of comedy. If your church has an event, any kind of event, hey, you should bring her in. Get her to come in and do some comedy for you. Again, tell them one more time how they can make connections with you.
They can reach me on Facebook at Danielle Harris Lucas. They can reach me on Instagram at Danielle the Diva. They can also reach me at my email, dharris.harris254@gmail.com. They can also call me in my pocketbook, 757-237-6168.
All right, there you go. Are there any comedians, as you were growing up and as you kind of realized, okay, this comedy is a gift, you know, this is something I can do, are there any other comedians out that kind of were any inspiration for you or anyone that you kind of looked up to and said, hey, you know, I like how they do things?
I used to love Monique. She was one of my favorites just because she represented the BBW community, which I do now. You know, I tell people all the time, I tell my girls, I got to watch my weight. You know, I watch them lose weight, now watch me keep mine. You know, and the funniest thing is, as long as I can put on an outfit and look good in it, I'm content.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is, I watch people lose weight, I watch them gain. I still love her. She's one of my favorites. Samora is one of my favorites. You know, I followed the secular ones because I didn't have any inspiration. But my favorite comedian of all time is Jonathan Slocum.
My goodness.
Favorite. And he is my
And now he has a TV show, and so his comedy has taken him into, you know, actual, and it's, when he dresses up as that church lady, there is nothing funnier.
Yes.
There is nothing funnier than that lady. And so big shout out to him. He's on TV1 with his show. And he really has made his, I think he's really made a good career out of clean comedy.
That's right. That's right.
So where do you see yourself in the future? Like, where would you like to have this comedy, you know, take you?
I want to be the first female. The first, see, I patted myself a trailblazer. You know, I teach the women how to love yourself first. I teach them how to love God first, then love yourself. Take care of your family and love them. And then, most of all, love what you do. And so I see myself going to the top because I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to keep God first. And I know you can't go wrong with him.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow.
Big question.
The hunter, bishop and apostle, Ernest Hunter and the King of Hunter, they motivate me. There's Apostle Deshaun Baker. There's Bishop Barry Randall. These people keep me motivated in the gospel. Evangelist Iris Hunter. Iris Jackson. They're keeping me motivated in the gospel. And then what motivates me is when I see someone laughing and I see them. I mean, I love to see people having a good time. I'm going to tell you what motivates me here lately. Pharrell Williams' song, Happy. makes me take every circumstance that I'm going through and turn it happy. You know, I want to make people laugh. I want to be smiling. When you find me, you won't find me having a pity party. I've lost some things. I've gained some things. But in all, we're going to laugh at all of this, and we're going to have us a good time.
All right, and you know what? Just for you, we're going to play a Happy by Tasha Cobbs in a few, and also Happy Days by Jerome Brandon, friend of the show. So we got some happy music just for you to be right in line with this. Well, I love it. And again, I'm looking forward to experiencing your gift live and in living color again this Saturday. If you don't have your tickets already, I'm sorry. Gatekeepers Banquet, Bishop B.R. Randall, Pastor Chris Hines will be down there in the Tidewater, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, all in that area. I'm going to see all my friends down there. We're excited. And you are featured Diva of Comedy. We'll get to see you there. So I'm glad we had a chance to chat and just to share your gift and a little bit about you, kind of the behind the scenes. I like my interviews are like behind the scenes, kind of that VH1 style. So when you blow up, I can pull out this archive and say, see, I interviewed her back in 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
send
ma'am.
It off to whoever I need to send it to, Oprah, whoever. So I love it. Well, we're glad you stopped by. And, again, we'll meet you in person on Saturday.
Thank you so much. It was a privilege, and I appreciate the privilege.
Oh, you are welcome. My honor, my honor. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with some happy music, Happy by Tasha Cobbs and also Happy Days by Jerome Brandon. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Super excited to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey, make sure you connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Download my mobile app. It's free on Android, iPhones, iTunes. Who did I leave out? Blackberry. Hey, because I have a lot of downloads from Blackberry, believe it or not. Yes, people still use Blackberry. Blackberry is actually the most widely used phone out of the United States. Yep, little trivia there for you. All right, so listen, we're rolling into a music set. I am still on this happy. I'm gonna do this for Danielle and for our listeners. Let's play Happy by Tasha Cobbs, and then we'll follow that up with Happy Days by Jerome Brandon, new artist out of Richmond, Virginia. Here we go. go to Happy Days first with Brandon, Jerome Brandon. We're going to go to Happy Days first right now. Here we go.
Celebration is in the atmosphere for people all over the world. Happy Days are here to stay. Let's sing.
I decree
and declare
and declare
Happy Days,
my happy days
are here to stay.
Are here to stay.
It's a brand new
it's
day.
A brand new day. The clouds roll away.
Happy Days are here.
Happy Days are here to stay. Don't you worry about a thing, because Happy Days are here. They are here.
Can
to
we
stay.
Sing that together?
Decree,
and I declare. Happy days
ooh,
are here to stay.
It's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day.
Brand new day.
You know trouble don't last always.
Happy days are here to stay.
Can you feel it?
Happy days
are here. Make this positive confession. Even when things are not going your way, don't complain. Pull the sun out of your clouds and watch it brighten your day.
We're
not going to lose it. Oh, it's time to celebrate. Forever we will say. Can you see it?
Happy days are here.
All right, that's the song. Let's go.
I decree
and I declare.
Oh, it's a brand new day. Happy days are here.
They are here to stay.
Oh, it's getting better and better, y'all. Come on, all over the world.
We will pray.
Yesterday is all behind you. Your future is looking brighter and brighter by the moment. So now declare your victory. Declare your freedom. Release your past. Embrace your future. Pull the sun out of your clouds. I feel like celebrating.
attention. I want to hear from you, only to hear.
So support new artists there. Well, listen, this is a wrap for today's show. We're excited that you joined us. You hung out on the phone lines. You came in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from iTunes, from all across the World Wide Web as we did an event spotlight with Bishop Barry Randall and Pastor Chris Hines. And then we chatted it up with Danielle, the diva of comedy. So you got to hear and learn a little bit more about them. Again, follow me on my main website, Charvette.com. Also, download my mobile app. Make sure you grab my mobile app, which is free. Just look for Charvette, S-H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-T-T-E, very simple. If you're an email person, if you go to Charvette.com, you can sign up to be on my email list so I send you a reminder once a week. 60 minutes before every show to let you know, hey, join in, tune in, because we're getting ready to go live. So I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support, as always. And until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.